This is WFYI News Now. It's October 23rd, and I'm Aubriana Heron. Coming up, more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters gathered at Monument Circle over the weekend.
We cannot allow ourselves to continuously be complicit with our tax dollars towards a war against our people, my family, in Gaza right now.
But first, these headlines. A new Indianapolis apartment complex will offer 173 units at affordable rates. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the Northeast Side development.
The new 46 flats is being built through a partnership between the city, the developer, a community development group, and nonprofit. The City-County Council approved a funding mechanism called Payment in Lieu of Taxes that gives developers tax breaks in exchange for deeper rent affordability. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett says majority of the units will be available to residents earning 60% or less of the area median income.
Or about $46,000 a year for a two-person household. That's fantastic. And what a commitment.
Another 10 units will be offered for residents earning less than 50% AMI. That puts most rent at under $1,000. The property off Keystone is close to bus routes and the planned expansion of the Nickel Plate Trail. The city allocated $2.7 million in federal relief funding for the effort. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
National experts say lack of competition for hospitals in Indiana is contributing to the state's high health care costs. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports on recommendations made to lawmakers on the Health Care Cost Oversight Task Force.
Policy experts recommend lawmakers look at what the state can do to manage hospital mergers and their potential disadvantages. They spoke about lack of competition driving higher costs. Brent Fulton researches health economics and policy at the University of California, Berkeley. He says Indiana has a history of not challenging mergers that limit competition.
So you want to strike a balance, but in Indiana, it seems like there's been under-enforcement.
Fulton says other states have created ways to review potential mergers to evaluate the impact they could have on the market. He says this could be helpful in Indiana, where hospitals that merged had inpatient prices about 13% higher than hospitals that did not merge. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The last meeting of the task force is scheduled for November 13th. Indiana tax collections continue to outperform expectations. Indiana has already collected about $65 million more than it needs for its state budget plan. But the state has now exceeded its budget revenue expectations for 29 consecutive months. Individual income tax collections led the way this year, performing better than expected by nearly $150 million. Sales taxes have been on the reverse, failing to meet expectations for 3 months. But there's a reason for some of that. The new state budget redirected the sales tax on gasoline away from the state's general fund and into the state highway fund, ensuring even more of the taxes you pay at the pump go solely to road construction. We're 2 weeks away from municipal elections in Indianapolis and central Indiana. WFYI and the Indianapolis Recorder sent election surveys to this year's Indianapolis City County Council candidates for both uncontested and contested races. You can read each candidate's survey by heading over to WFYI.org/news. And lastly, as Israel continues airstrikes for the third week, several hundred protesters in Indianapolis called for a ceasefire. WFYI's Alex Lee and Dylan Pierce McCoy covered the protests this weekend. Dylan Pierce McCoy has more.
More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters, including activists and families, chanted on the steps of Monument Circle in Indianapolis Sunday evening. The rally, which was one of two held over the weekend, was organized by local mosques. Mohammed grew up in the U.S. and lives in Fishers. His parents are from Gaza. He says they're asking for Israel to end its siege on Gaza and restore electricity, food, and water.
Our second demand is to end all U.S. aid to Israel. We cannot allow ourselves to continuously be complicit with our tax dollars towards a war against our people, my family, in Gaza right now.
The protest was peaceful. There was no counter-protest. I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says now more than 4,000 Gazans have been killed. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. We bring you the headlines on demand so you can be informed and up to date when you need it. WFII News Now is a product of WFII and reported by our Central Indiana, statewide, and regional news teams. It is produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.